The elections are particularly important in Anbar province west of Baghdad. We used to report from there all the time because it was a center of the Iraqi insurgency. In Anbar now, it looks like traditional parties will lose ground to newer groups, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Wow, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, machine guns, bullets.
Sheikh Ifan Sadun Al-Asawi opens a closet door in his office to display an impressive arsenal.
I have deal with the American. I promised the American after we finish the fighting and after we success and we finish Al-Qaeda, I told him I will give you all the heavy guns.
He hasn't quite done so yet. The big guns he uses as head of Fallujah's tribal security force are still here, stacked among piles of Sheikh Ifan's campaign posters. Since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003, Iraqi politics has been largely dominated by exiles who return to this country with American support. But in this election, especially in the once violent western province of Anbar, a new homegrown political movement has emerged. Sheikh Ifan is one of the founding members of the Sahwa, or Awakening Movement. In 2006, he and other tribal leaders turned against al-Qaeda in Iraq and joined the Americans. Now Anbar is one of the more stable Iraqi provinces, and these fighters want to become a political force here.
You know, we are new in the political, and we're doing a great job. Because we sacrificed to help the people more than anyone. We sacrificed me, they killed my mother, and they killed one of my sisters, and they killed nine of my family.
The Sunni boycott of the polls in 2005 left them with little representation. This time, the Sheikh says, they're going to flex their electoral muscle.
We will vote now. They understand exactly why they lose everything for 5 years.
One of the only Sunni parties that did participate in the last elections, the Iraqi Islamic Party, or IIP, got a high number of seats in the Anbar Provincial Council. Sheikh Ifan sees the IIP as his main rivals. He speaks like a seasoned campaigner.
The IIP, they're stealing money. They didn't build water stations, schools, factories, nothing. We should build clinic, we should build schools.
Still, Sheikh Ifan is worried that the Sunnis' nascent political power will be undermined by intra-Sunni rivalry. The Awakening Movement itself is fractured, with different tribal sheikhs running for office on different lists. And there are dozens of other Sunni groups competing here as well.
Big mistake. It will make us weak. We will be good in the future, but we are weak now.
At Fallujah's main market, vegetable sellers hawk recently arrived batches of spinach and eggplant. This city was once the capital of the insurgency and the target of two U.S. offensives in 2004, which left thousands dead and wounded. It's much more peaceful here these days, so much so that the U.S. Marines formally handed over their base, Camp Fallujah, to the Iraqis. That stability has allowed candidates to actually hit the streets and campaign in Anbar. Still with dozens of groups and individuals competing here, many people seem confused. 26-year-old Majid Abu Ayman says he's really not sure who any of the candidates are.
I do not have someone special in mind because I don't know who is running, but we hope all of them are good.
There is a sense here, though, that these elections are important, and many people here spoke of wanting their sect to be represented.
This is me during the meeting with Brother Bush last year. You remember?
Back at his compound, Sheikh Ifan shows a visiting reporter pictures of himself with personalities, including President Bush and President Obama. He is plotting his success in these provincial elections. But the real prize, he says, is the national election, slated for the end of this year. That's when a new Iraqi parliament will be voted into office. He says talks are underway to create a national Sunni list, similar to the Shiite list that swept into power in 2005.
If we unite, and if we success, and if we won in the elections, we will control all Iraq.
Despite the Sunnis' minority status, he dreams that one day they will resume their place at the helm of this country. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Fallujah.